You're listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Nick Healy's my name. I'm still with you till 9. Now, look, you may have seen the signs up around the CBD and other areas. I mean, I can pretty much see one from my window right now about Shop Small. It all kicked off at the start of November, and for a month, the idea is to bring together support from the business community, government and consumers, all in aid of small businesses. And to be honest, it sounds like they might need the support. A report from American Express called The Economy of Shopping Small, Custom Counts, revealed that small business owners are working well above average hours. Apparently a third of them are currently working over 50 hours a week. One in six of the group are logging in more than 60 hours. And even more worryingly, a quarter of people who were surveyed, a quarter of small business owners, said that running their business had a negative impact on their mental or physical health. Now, Brian Walker is often known as the retail doctor. He's an author, commentator, and an expert on all retail matters. Brian, tell me there's some good news out there for small business owners.
Good morning, Nick, and to your listeners. There is some good news for small business owners. What we're really seeing here is a sector that really is the backbone of the economy. And as you rightfully said, it's a major employer of people, over 2 million businesses, and really a significant driver to GDP. And there's no doubt it's the major employer, as I've touched on. Good news for small businesses is that whilst the report is showing us there is a huge affection for small shop retailers, the good news is the opportunity to win even more customers and to continue to grow small business. And that's really what is underpinning this campaign.
Now, what do we define a small business as these days?
Well, there's a broad sense of definition here, but what we're really saying is that small business is really a small business typically provides employment for about 4.8 million. We're really looking at a small corner shop, sole trader, high street retailer can employ between 2 to 20, even 50 people.
Wow.
Still makes it a small business.
So even 50 people, still a small business. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, casual part-time staff and so forth. Absolutely.
Of course. Now, look, some other stats that came out of this report, and again, it was quite fascinating reading. Around 72% of business owners wished that Aussies understood how hard it was to run a small business. I mean, do you think there's maybe not a lot of empathy and love for the small business owner?
Well, there's certainly good insight in this study, and what we're seeing here is that small business owners often feel underappreciated and underacknowledged for all the hard work that goes into being a small business owner and to provide consistently good customer service. And what we saw in the survey was that up to three-quarters of business owners really want locals, if you like, customers, to know how hard it is to run a small business and really just engage with small business owners and understand what it's like, what's involved, and really build that conversation.
Well, that engagement is actually really important because, again, apparently one in five consumers won't even get off their mobile phone when they're actually at the counter in a small business.
Yeah, well, that's right. And what we're seeing here is that, you know, we're all getting a little bit busier, a bit more time poor, and a lot of our small business owners are working over 50 hours a week. With 22% of this study showing us small business owners working more than 60 hours. So really what we're seeing is, you know, if we go back and we think about the small shop retailer and we think about, you know, the local community, building relationships, knowing our customers by name, customers engage in conversation. I know when I go to my local shops, they know me by name. They've got a pretty good understanding of what I'm there for, what I bought. I feel appreciated, they feel appreciated, and they are appreciated. And you know what? That engenders my loyalty. And that's what this report is saying, Nick. It's saying there's a lot of increasing number of small shop owners are not feeling the love.
Look, there's a perception with some consumers that it's only in the big retail outlets that you can get genuine value. What would you say to that?
It all comes down to our definition of value, doesn't it? If we want highly personalized customer service, local range of products, someone who knows us by name, if we want an engaging conversation, if we want to get a bespoke service, if you like, then that's very, very hard for the big retailers to do. For the smaller retailers, that's really at the heart of their differentiation, their uniqueness, if you like. But it goes two ways. What this report is showing us is that we're seeing a large percentage of small shop retailers not feeling appreciated. And I think we'll find, and what this report shows is, as that conversation, that engagement, that sense of being valued increases, then that fuller range of services small shops offer comes to the fore.
Well, Brian Walker, retail doctor, thank you for helping us take the pulse of small business in Sydney at the moment. Appreciate your time.
Absolute pleasure, Nick. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, Brian Walker, CEO of Retail Doctor Group. Look, there is some good news out there for small business owners. Did love this. 75% are as passionate about their small business today as the day they started it. So that's nice. Shop Small runs until the end of November. Get out there, support some small business, support a bit of community. I think it was genuinely the message there. Some interesting stuff.